and then passed on to me. The following was stated in it. Dear Mr. Marley, I have liberated Mars and Mercury, and now hold my protective hand over them. You will only get them back under two conditions. First, I want you to treat your dogs better in the future. And second, I am asking you to pay me a fine of £10,000 within a week. Details will follow. Respectfully, the Ghost of Christmas Past. The Ghost of Christmas Past, I repeated. What does that mean? Nonsense, said Mr. Marley. I want my Great Danes, and I want to keep my money. Gentlemen, can you help me? Holmes didn't have to think long. Certainly, Mr. Marley, he replied. But you have to know, our services are not quite cheap. Mr. Marley's face darkened. No matter the cost, he explained, I want to catch this criminal and nail him to the cross. That seems a little rabid to me, I interjected. Holmes smiled at me. I'm sure, he exclaimed, Mr. Marley meant this more figuratively. Certainly he does not intend to spoil your peaceful Christmas atmosphere with a real crucifixion. Humbug, growled Marley. I can do without this Christmas nonsense, but I can't be without my money.